'Twas the week before Christmas. 'Twas a week before Christmas, and all through the land, very few free agents were signing, not even Brad Hand. Astros fans were hanging by Twitter with care, in hopes that St. George soon would sign there. The Astros buddies were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of pennants without trash cans dance in their heads. While Brett in his blog and Eric in his podcast had just warned the fan base that the free agent wait list may still last. When out on the field there rose such a clatter, Twitter sprang from their beds to see if the clickbait even did matter. Away to their screens they flew like a flash, tore open every article, hoping Jim Crane was spending his cash. The moon on the roof of the Minute Maid Park without snow gave hopes of the luster of a middle relief succeeding in the show. When what to our wondering eyes should appear but a great pitcher, an outfielder that could run like a deer, with not a little or not old GM so aptly named Click, we knew in a few months he would soon act like St. Nick. More rapidly they signed and quickly they came, and the team tweeted, we shouted, and called them by name. Now Bregman, now Framber, now Yordan and Tucker, on Bradley, on Hand, on UFAs we plucker, to the top of the standings, to even the hall. Now win away, win away, win away all. As the fall dry leaves that before the fall classic fly, when the team meets with an obstacle, they mount to the sky. So to the World Series, top the players they flew, with a clubhouse full of studs and St. Dusty too. A special thank you to Larry the GM for writing this poem for us. 'Twas the week before Christmas, Locked On Astros edition. Merry Christmas from Eric, the man Heisman, and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey at Locked On Astros. Happy holidays, and may your new year be full of blessings.